When people hear Guithlac resident Sam Jackson Sr.'s name, the first thing that comes to mind? Infectious laughter.
He was always known for as a person that always laughed.
That was Alice, one of his 10 children. Another daughter, Elizabeth, always knew when he was catching a fish.
He would start giggling while he's fishing, giggling away. So we'll know by that that he's going to catch a fish.
Jokes and laughter aside, Sam Jackson Sr. had a serious past. He joined the Alaska Territorial Guard as a teenager, defending the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta after the Japanese invaded Alaska. The Aleutian Chain was already occupied by Japanese, so an enterprising major, nicknamed Muktuk Marston, traveled around rural western Alaska by dog sled and boat, recruiting thousands of unpaid indigenous militiamen and women to defend their homeland. As a volunteer, Jackson helped villages go dark when unknown aircraft flew by. He would help cover the windows to ensure no light could be spotted from above. After his army career, he worked with the Bureau of Indian Affairs school system as a janitor, and later as the head maintenance man. When the system changed hands to become the Lower Kuskokwim School District, he stayed on in his role. He also took other jobs as a carpenter. Bev Hoffman remembers him working for her family home when she was a child, telling her not to enter the construction site. When she did anyway, and fell through the ceiling, the most he could do was gently chide her. His daughter Margie agrees that he wasn't one for scolding.
You know, my mom was the disciplinary parent, and my dad was the fun parent.
Sam Jackson Sr. passed away on November 10th, just 1 month before his 97th birthday. Margie says he was strong to the end.
I'm proud that he, to his dying day, that he was still capable of cutting wood and packing water. He loved to take steam. He didn't miss a week. Even the Saturday before he died, he still took a steam.
His family held a socially distant funeral in Guithlac on November 13th. Some of his many children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and even great-great-grandchildren celebrated his life with music in English and Yuktun. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.